Some of the country's top tech leaders will be at Trump Tower in New York tomorrow to meet with the president-elect for what's expected to be a wide-ranging discussion on key issues within the tech sector, including jobs, immigration, taxes, and cybersecurity. And it should be interesting, given that Donald Trump spent part of his campaign publicly attacking those in Silicon Valley, including some by name. For a look at what to expect, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ed Lee is managing editor of Recode. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
Well, let's start with who is attending this meeting.
So basically all the big names, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Alphabet, that's Google's new name, its CEO Larry Page, Facebook Sheryl Sandberg, the founder of Tesla, Elon Musk, IBM CEO Ginni Rometty. We also know Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos was invited, not entirely clear yet if he's going to show up, but likely he will.
Is Peter Thiel, who's been a Trump supporter, going?
Yes. In fact, being on Trump's transition team, he helped organize it. Mm. So he's the one who sort of helped come up with the list of names.
Now, as we mentioned, Donald Trump spent the last few months going after companies like Amazon and Apple, including this moment that stands out from February when Trump attacked Apple for refusing to unlock the iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino attackers. Here was Trump.
What I think you ought to do is boycott Apple until such time as they give that security number. How do you like that? I just thought it. Boycott Apple.
Boycott Apple. So how is this meeting expected to go?
I love how he just said, I just thought of this,
right.
As he's talking. It's going to be tense, to say the least. Remember, Silicon Valley overwhelmingly supported Hillary Clinton, not just on issues like immigration and cybersecurity, but also on social issues like gay rights and women's rights. Trump has been hostile to these issues.
And what about the issue of jobs? Because Trump has talked about calling on Apple to cut manufacturing in China and start making iPhones, et cetera, in the United States.
So Trump still has this very kind of 1970s sense of the American economy, which is, say, it's driven by commodities and manufacturing. It still is, but it's shifting, right? The U.S. is turning into more of a tech and services economy, and that's a difficult transition. I mean, factory workers aren't going to just morph into tech or service jobs. But to think that Apple should be making iPhones in the U.S., it's short-sighted. Of course they could, but then you'd have to pay $2,000 for an iPhone. I mean, there's a reason why the economy sort of functions the way it does. Yes, there are certainly jobs you can sort of incentivize to keep in the U.S., but in terms of sort of growing these businesses, you know, you need to tap sort of labor forces around the world, which then begets a different kind of economy locally, right? So if we're making iPhones abroad, services and media businesses might be something that you can bolster or build up in the U.S.
What about the issue of immigration, which is another contrast between these tech leaders and the president-elect?
Silicon Valley, companies like Facebook and Apple and Google, whatnot, they are starved for engineering talent. They've had to go overseas to get it. China, India, Russia, parts of even Africa and the Middle East, believe it or not, that's where they're also going to try to find workers. The U.S. hasn't done a great job of building up sort of the STEM economy, their STEM labor force, which is, say, the science technology sector. And I think that's part of the disconnect. I think ultimately both sides do want the same thing, just to have more Americans do these jobs. That requires more education, but it also needs a better immigration policy or immigration form that allows these tech companies to meet that gap.
And on the issue of cybersecurity, following that San Bernardino attack, Trump spoke to voters and said this.
We're losing a lot of people because of the internet, and we have to do something. We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them, maybe in certain areas, closing that internet up in some way. Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people. We have a lot of foolish people.
What might President-elect Trump mean for cybersecurity and privacy, and what are the concerns in the tech industry about that?
So this is definitely one of the most troubling things he said, and especially for people who work in tech. I mean, he's been very vocal about the need for tech companies to comply with what he sees as imminent terror threats. Now, it's one thing to comply with court order and things like that, which is sticky enough, but he seems to want to curtail the internet itself the way that China already does. And that's troubling because a big part of the ethos that drives Silicon Valley entrepreneurs is the idea that expression should be unfettered, right? And that can be both good and bad, of course. I mean, just look at all the trolling on Twitter. But few in the Valley would react positively to the idea of censoring the internet in some way.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Ed Lee. Your colleague Kara Swisher wrote a piece for Recode yesterday criticizing these tech leaders for, quote, bowing and scraping to that Luddite Trump who will probably simultaneously berate us in person and bully us on Twitter later. Just explain that sentiment in the few seconds we have left.
Well, I mean, I think she wants to hold them up to a higher standard. You know, you have an opportunity. You need to press him. You need to sort of make these issues clear and not bow down and not sort of relent in any kind of way. Speak out publicly. I think that's really what she's asking them to do. And we have yet to fully see that.
That's Ed Lee, managing editor of Recode. And of course, we will be watching as the tech leaders head to Trump Tower in New York tomorrow for their meeting with the president-elect. Ed, thanks so much.
Sure. Anytime.